I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry.
I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush. John
Rush. All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. We are our last hour here on this Good Friday edition before we head into the Easter weekend. And yes, I'm going to talk about something that, again, I'll try to make as much fun in this conversation as I can, but I have to talk about it. Andy and I were discussing this a little earlier in the week, and I just have to spend a little bit of time talking about this topic because it's just driving me crazy.
Let me ask you something, because this really does drive you crazy. Have you heard a lot of people complain about what rises up next to them and so forth?
Yeah.
When it could have been researched. Now, by the way, not always...
Yeah, topic is...
Okay, go ahead.
Why, you know, my complaint is people that move into an area and then complain about the things that either get built around
right.
them or, you know, planning projects that are starting to go through stages with the city and so on. Or there's an article in the Colorado Sun this week about a couple from Seattle that bought a home out in the Erie area that was whining about being surrounded by gas and oil wells. That kind of stuff is what
right,
I'm talking
right.
about.
Which is just nuts.
Okay.
Going to Erie and then complaining about gas and oil wells. Which, by the way, you're insane if you have a problem with those to begin with. But secondly, yeah, those are out there. That's why Erie makes a lot of money.
Weld County.
Yeah,
yes.
It's beautiful.
So again, my complaint, and Andy just asked me, do I see a lot of that? Well, more than I care to, i.e. this article in the Colorado Sun.
Okay.
Nextdoor, which most of you, if you don't know the app, I'm not saying you need to get on it, but it is a way in your neighborhood to kind of see what's going on. And there's some funny things that go on in Nextdoor, by the way. I'll give you a couple of examples in my area. So for those of you that don't know, and I'm not going to give you my exact address because there's always trolls and weirdos running around, but I live on the west side of town, the Golden-ish area. And it's rural, but city at the same time. Get it?
Sure.
You know, we're kind of up against the mountains. So it's rural. You know, we can go hike up in the foothills, do whatever you want to do. There's a lot of equine area, you know, horses and cows. I mean, my neighbor's got cows and horses and mules and all that. And, you know, it's just where I live. Okay?
I know where you live. I can stalk you now.
You can. You can come get me.
Okay.
Yes.
What about, so anyway, what do you
So I watch Nextdoor. Hey, you know, you see a lot of things on Nextdoor as far as, you know, theft and, you know, what's going on. And there's things for sale. And it's sort of this little community. It's like Facebook only for your neighborhood.
Yeah, my wife's on it.
Well, other than they patrol it a little better and they don't typically let a bunch of, you know, just griping and moaning and things like that go. But lately, there have been numerous posts about development, which I'll get to in a minute. But this last week, I was reading through, and I don't know why I was reading through the thread, but I was just reading through this thread, and it was it's the most hilarious thing ever. Because it's all about a few individuals on a particular street I will not name that get really, really upset when the horses that are in that area, keep in mind there's a lot of horses in my area, when the horses actually walk down the street and poop, and
right.
they leave big old horse piles in the road.
Right.
And back in my day when I was a kid, we called those road apples.
Okay.
That's what they were called.
Right.
So they're still called. And you now have these individuals on Nextdoor wanting people to run around behind their horses like you would your dog and scoop all of that up and carry it with you.
Behind horses.
Behind the horses.
That you're riding.
That, by the way, that horse poop's not going to do a single thing to anything. It is totally different than dog poop. Horses are eating very natural items. It's all recycled. It makes great fertilizer. You're whining and worried about something you don't need to be in the first place, even if there is a pile of rolled apples in front of your house. But it's hilarious, in this case, to listen to the Karens whining about it But then to be followed up by everybody else, it's like, are you from California? Move back. Or where did you come from? This isn't Chicago. I mean, some of the actual statements back to the Karens whining about the horse poop in the front street is hilarious.
Okay, I had not thought about this.
And my point there is also...
I mean if you move to an area where that's prevalent, I understand. If I had somebody in my little...
Different.
Yeah,
yes, HOA. Your cul-de-sac, different. Yes,
leaving a bunch of that out front of my house all the time.
I mean, in my area, you can drive to almost, you know, there's a lot of lots where there's horses there. And
sure.
Horses, yeah, when they...
Yeah, I know.
When you ride them, they poop.
I'm from the countryside. I understand.
It's not a big deal. The funny thing, though, is the... The people that are reminding these individuals of what we're talking about right now, did you not know the area you were moving into before you moved in, thinking that you were never going to have a pile of horse poop in front of your house? That's what some of these responses are. And I'm like, okay, yeah, people, come on. Don't you get it? You live in a horse area. There's going to be those things.
Basically,
get used to it.
Your real estate agent should have mentioned that. Serious.
Well, or... Yeah, too.
Hey, just so you know,
well,
I know that, John, but you know, the real estate agent, their job is to scout the area for you.
Yeah, well, the problem we've got right now, though, and you know this as well as I, is we've got real estate agents that are selling homes in some of the rural areas that haven't got a flipping clue what goes on in a rural area.
Very true. Yeah, totally.
They have no idea what goes on there. But I agree to your point. Yes, Josh in Northland, what's going on?
Hey, John. So a couple other situations in Colorado that are really similar to this. So in the Broomfield area around the Metropolitan Airport, KBJC,
yeah.
A lot of the people are starting to complain, and they've started a noise complaint board for the airport.
Oh, geez. You're kidding me, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you moved here and you didn't realize that there was an airport that far away.
Yeah, the big huge thing with the little beacons that shine at night that blink back and forth to remind the airplanes where the landing strip is, Josh. They don't know that's yep. there.
Oh, and by the way, that any real estate agent who does not mention, oh, there's an airport next to you,
yeah,
needs
exactly.
to be fired immediately.
Exactly. And then also, I know of Bandamere Speedway has also been having some issues in the last few years about the developments that are going up around there and people complaining about the noise.
Yeah, that's another one, Josh. I just don't understand. You know, Bandamere's been there forever. I mean, any of us that are natives mm-hmm. and realize how long that thing's been up on the hog back there and, yeah, all that development that continues to encroach. And, yeah, it's just a matter of time, Josh, before all those neighbors start, you know, petitioning to have either, you know, the races ending at a certain time and not starting before a certain time and on and on and on we go. And it's almost like people are driving me nuts.
Exactly. And so here's going to be my prediction for the next one that's going to pop up. My company sold some materials they're building a development on the northeast corner of the intersection from the landfill that's out there by the airport. And when we delivered the material, when I was out there, all I could think is, who the hell is going to buy a house within, you know, 5 miles of an airport and catty corner to a landfill?
You would be shocked, Josh.
Exactly. And I mean, looking at real estate prices in town, I'm not going to be surprised when those
nope.
sell for, you know,
well, let's
face
I mean, and I don't know how long you've lived here, Josh, but, you know, myself being a native and, you know, just looking at where a lot of the houses now are being built, that when I was a kid, my dad would say, that's crap land. Nobody will ever build there. And now look at all those houses.
Oh, exactly. Like the Rocky Flats area on
right.
the west side of town. It's like why, you know, I can't believe people are living over there, and then they complain about there being radiation. It's like, you didn't know what was going on here before you moved? Yep.
I wonder if in that area, if literally they would want showings to be on days when it's upwind.
Oh, when you're near the dump?
Yeah. Serious.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Josh, good one. By the way, appreciate that. David and Berthet, hang tight, Paul in Denver. Real quick, one more I'm going to add to my list to kind of give you guys thoughts.
Sure.
Also in my neighborhood, which most of you probably, if you've lived here any length of time, know that Golden is home of beer.
Yes.
Coors, to be exact. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when you're doing what they do to make beer, it creates smell. Right?
Yeah, it smells like beer. We had that with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So when you drive into Milwaukee, you smell beer.
So there's now people all over next door complaining about the smell that comes from Coors. And so some of the response...
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, Andy. So some of the responses are like, you know, this is Golden, Colorado, Coors country, right? Without Coors, there's no Golden. I mean, these are people responding that way. Like, and I'm like, Yeah, isn't that a fact? I mean, are people just that dumb?
Yeah. Up in Golden, either you have a job at Coors
or at
your job, you benefit greatly from Coors employees.
And you're either working for Coors, what's the other division where they do all of the porcelain stuff? Charlie, I can't think of the name right now. The ceramic division, or you're working for Ball.
Right.
It's pretty much the three major, you know, employers in that kind of area.
And
of
they
town.
Are great yeah. employers.
Yeah, they are. They do a lot for our area.
Oh, yeah.
I got some other stories along those lines, so don't go anywhere. David, hang tight. Paul, hang tight. We'll be right back. Bruce Simmons, he's a reverse mortgage professor. Call him now. If you're interested, he'll give you all the skinny on how that works. KLZradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, up next, Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh. And if you want great representation, he's not afraid to go to court. He'll go to bat for you, fight for you with the insurance company or whatever you've got going on. That's Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. The number is 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills. And the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, David in Berthet is next. David, welcome.
Hey, thank goodness for Good Friday. I'm so
Amen.
Thankful for it,
Amen.
Literally. Amen, brother. But I'm going to put on my other persona. John, my view is getting ruined up here. And, you know, when I bought my house, John, the farmland was right behind my house, and I had a great view of Long's Peak and Mount Meeker. It was gorgeous. And then the property owner said he was going to sell the land and that I couldn't keep the 5 feet.
Yep.
And my other neighbor that had gone 15 feet on the property of his land can't keep it. And then the houses went up, and now, John, I'm looking at another house. I can't see anything, John.
Thank you, David. You are singing exactly everything I'm talking about right now, and that's exactly what I'm seeing everywhere, all over next door, at least in my area, and I'm guessing it's everywhere in town right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you have empty space to the west of you, has it ever occurred to you that the people who own that space might make a lot of money selling it?
And if you're not thinking that way, you're a moron.
Yeah.
It is. And the ironic thing is, in the little town of Perth, that a little-known fact was that one of the – Well, there's a park called Fickle Park, and he was a stalwart man in the town. He had it's now a museum. His home looked out to Long's Peak and Mount Meeker, and he had this great view. What did he do? He bought the lot behind him, the next lot, and the lot after that. So he had a clear shot that nobody, no matter who built, was ever going to cover up his his view until his daughter moved.
Until he moved, right.
Or he actually passed away. But before he did, he decided he would let his daughter build on, like, two blocks over where his view was. He built her home right there. It kind of messed up his view a little bit. But he's like, okay, I've lived long enough. I enjoyed the view, but the town's grown. I grew up in an area of the country that was in the originally in the middle of nowhere, and that was DFW. I was right beside it in a town called Irving City.
Okay.
And I watched development go ballistic in the area, and, you know, air flight, all of that. We, you know, people that lived over by Love Field thought it was crazy, not until they built DFW. So it doesn't take rocket science. It just takes observation. And those of us that are clearly older, we see that coming like a freight train. But maybe these people just don't have smarts. Isn't, John, you would know, isn't Cherry Creek, the posh area of Cherry Creek, built on a landfill?
I believe you're correct, yes. Long, long, long time ago, I think that's correct.
Exactly. I think it's hilarious. So, you know, there's all these twists and turns about where things are built. And but in my part of the world up here, every time I go into Denver, I just look at the development and I go, it's coming like a freight train.
Yes, it is.
You will lose your view.
Yes.
But something that I've often talked about, not publicly, but just in looking at it, is developers could do something unique is that when they lay houses out, they could, if they laid it out, and you don't even need software, you could just look at the placements. Everybody could keep with you if you laid out the developments in a manner. And it doesn't take a lot, but most of them don't do that because Abbott Builder built these homes, Ferguson built these, and nobody comes together and goes, well, let's kind of give some people some views, but that doesn't happen.
Right.
No, they're not going to think about that. And by the way, David, I'm from Loveland, so I know what you're talking about with Berthoud. There was quite a while there where Berthoud, by the way, was the highest per capita income in the state. I don't know if you know that. And
yes.
Yeah, and we up in Loveland knew that you've got all these people out in Berthoud who, number one, have a ton of money, and number two, have that incredible long, you know, Twin Peaks view to the west. So the question was, when the development comes in, are a lot of them going to get blocked off? Did that happen to a number of people?
It did. This one where the subdivision I'm in the second generation of this older development, and then we had two new developments go either side of us, and one, it's just right down the street from me. I'm not kidding, but there were 15 homes that had incredible views, have had, since early our development was built in 93. Beautiful views, and over half of them, I think there's four houses that now will always have an unencumbered view no matter what goes up, and everybody else is looking at a house.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow.
Yep.
But, you know, you had to know that was coming, but I did talk to the property owner, and he said, David, people had encroached on the farmland anywhere from a couple of feet up to 15 feet, expanding their footprint.
Yep.
And then they started whining, well, can I buy it? He goes, no, I've allowed you to do this, and it's my fault, but I'm selling, and you have to cooperate with the developer. My hands are off of this. You've made your own problem. And I've watched all these homes get, I mean, we walked the area and everything. So I see it all happening. But when a quick note is Houston back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, had article after article about encroachment of developments. And what happened there is their zoning was wacky.
Yep.
And people have a home and all of a sudden a 10-story building went right behind their back door. And it's like, what happened here?
Yep. Still that way there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy there. But the whining, the whamulences are in full swing everywhere right now.
Yes, they are.
So at the end of the day, clear minds prevail, generally speaking. But the other quick note is, and I think I've mentioned this one time, John, we had people on next door claiming that we had UFOs in the area. And it was all the lineup of the planes that are lining up for DIA,
right.
And it's out
to the east.
It's hilarious.
Yep.
And people were laughing. And there's really UFOs here in Berthoud. I'm like, There are no UFOs in Berthoud.
No.
Anyway, thanks,
no,
guys.
No, good one, David. I appreciate that. Paul in Denver, you're next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, I heard about you guys talking about DIA, and I wanted to bring some perspective to it all. So if I remember correctly, I heard that they moved Stapleton to DIA because Stapleton was getting sued by all the neighborhoods.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I live in Brighton, okay? And several years ago, we bought our house used, so there was a previous owner, and then we bought it. And then DIA came out to us and said, you're in the third tier of people that we're going to pay off to not sue us. So then they actually paid us, if I remember correctly, it was about $3,000, and the deal was it had to go to some home improvement that would improve essentially a sound or make your outside nicer. So you could spend it all on landscaping, or you could spend it on air conditioning units so you didn't have to open your windows, or you could spend it on new windows that were better, and actually it was $5,000.
Okay.
And so they paid us $5,000, and when you cash the check, it says you can't sue them.
You're done. Got it. Makes sense.
So I would not be surprised if all those houses near the airport have some kind of language in there that says we can't sue DIA because we moved in knowing the airport's there. So I thought I'd throw that out there.
I would hope so.
Certainly an awful lot.
Yeah, no, Paul, great point. I was not aware of that, and I appreciate you calling and saying that. One thing that Charlie mentioned was it's also typical of the guy with a apartment in a high-rise whining about the other high-rise that gets built right next door blocking their views. That's the old NIMBY, not in my backyard. Lots of those folks running around, not in my backyard.
Well, isn't it nice to be royalty?
All right, so when I come back, especially for a lot of you maybe that are listening that are transplants, I'm going to give you a little insight into how development in our area works. And what I mean by that is if you are living next to, as David said a moment ago, Berthoud, and there's a farm next to you, and you think that farm is going to exist from now until Christ comes back, chances are it probably won't.
No.
And the reality is while that may be agricultural zoning today, that can change.
Yeah, by the way, do they lock in that kind of zoning for a number of years and then it expires, or is it year to year?
It is whenever a developer comes along or even the farmer who wants to develop that out, and it all has to do with, I'll tell you what, I'll explain when we come back.
All right.
Because there's a way to actually tell on some of these things and what you can look forward to.
Well, really quick, before we go, the reason I ask is that unlike oil and gas, it is timed. That's why I was wondering.
No, it's true. No, yeah, no, it's not in this case.
Okay.
Golden Eagle Financial is up next, and Al Smith wants to help you when it comes to your financial future, and some of what we're talking about involves all of that. So give Al a call today, let him plan for your future, and we'll see what he can do for you. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now, you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gina's Auto Service, folks, keep that vehicle in top working order, maintain it, save money in the end, and Gina's can do that for you. In Littleton for 38 years, they are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. They're a member of Colorado Select and help me out on the radio show constantly on Drive Radio. Steve's a great guy, the owner there. Just go by, check him out, you know, make sure your car's up to speed, and anything else you need, they're there for you. 303-794-6700. It's ginosautoservice.com, Gina's with a J.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, we're talking about doing due diligence and, you know, knowing what's going on around you before you buy a particular property, which in the commercial world, by the way, is something that all people in the commercial world do constantly, especially developers. You really have to know what's going on around you and how that's going to affect property values and such. And to Andy's point, you know, your real estate agent should be helping you zoom in on a lot of these things. But the reality is, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just don't know how to even do this.
You know, one reason I get a little frustrated at those who claim ignorance is because at times I was involved in looking at where to place a new theater. All right. And that is a very, very long process. Mm-hmm. And you are looking at all the possible impacts right. on an area. And don't get me wrong, I don't expect every consumer to look with that kind of depth. But if you can at least take a look at the zoning, take a look at what might be coming.
Yeah. And by the way, for everybody listening, and some of you know this, some of you do not, there's an easy way to tell what's going to be going on in your particular area. Typically in Colorado, and I would think by now, I haven't looked at all of the cities across the metro area, but I would venture to guess that the majority of cities across the Front Range here have what they call a master development plan. The city or the county puts those things together. They decide years in advance, this is how we want the city to look down the road.
They do.
Whether that's farmland today or whether there's certain commercial areas and whether that farmland will go commercial or whether it'll go residential. They have these things called master plans. So when someone moves into an area and it's next to a farm, like we heard from David a moment ago, and all of a sudden that farm starts to get developed out and the people near it are whining because their views are going to be blocked, those are evidently people that probably never looked at the master plan to determine how is that particular area looking on down the road. Yeah. Not that complicated, folks.
No,
it is really easy.
Yeah. I mean, good example. The last place we lived in, you know, we just moved just over 2 years ago.
Right.
The last place we lived in, we looked in advance. They were going to build a park right nearby.
Okay.
And right out and back, we opened up to open space that was going to stay that way because it was protected.
Okay.
Okay, protected area. So we knew because of that, it was going to leap in value. It did. We made a good amount of money, mm-hmm. and then we're able to move to our next place, which is better.
There you go.
That's planning ahead.
Yeah, and folks, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Versus what I see going on right now in, again, my particular area. And again, I can only use it because I can't see next door everywhere else, because the way next door works is you only see your neighborhood. You can't see someone else's neighborhood. You only get to see yours.
True.
You have to be approved to even be on that website and see what's going on. And it's kind of the way they keep stalkers and, you know, just some of the riffraff out, which, by the way, I agree with. But in my area, you know, again, we've got lots and lots of people that have moved in that are complaining about things being either, you know, rezoned, redeveloped. There's a property near me, Andy, where and this guy, you got to hand it to him, although I would never have done it this way. You could tell he's an older guy. He goes on next door. And he says, I just want to make sure that I'm putting this out here and being open about what the plans are for my property. And he goes in this big, long dissertation about how when he bought it, his plan was to someday sell it off, keep a portion of the land for himself and his kids and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he has a pretty good chunk of land and he's now getting ready to sell it off to developers and have it developed and, you know, so on and so forth. Great, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
More power to him. Knock your socks off.
Right.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, everybody complained because of how it's going to affect
that
them.
That guy has gotten literally just slammed, pounded daily for everything from being, you know, not being honest because he's now being on there talking about this when he knew all along this is what he was going to do and he's just in it for the money and on and on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, would any of these other people that are in his position do it any differently? No.
No.
They wouldn't. If a developer came along and offered him X amount of, you know, however millions it
right.
happens
and
to
now,
be.
Right, and now he's going to bring in a bunch of apartments and it's going to lower your value.
Well, in this particular case, he's even doing it even nicer where he's building 1-acre homes.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Thank you, Andy.
That's not going to hurt you.
No, thank
no.
you, Andy.
No.
No, it's not.
That's going to surround you with new expensive homes. That right. raises your value. Why would anybody have a problem with that?
Because they want to see it stay
open. Don't they understand he can make a boatload of money if he sells out to a developer who brings in an apartment complex?
Because there's this misconception from individuals, I think, that arrive here from other states that when they move into an area and they see a big empty field next to them, they think it's going to be empty forever, I guess. Again, they,
did they understand
they
that where they're moving right now was an empty field a couple years ago?
You,
I mean, does that
you.
Ever occur to them?
No, Andy, it doesn't.
Have they ever heard two words called urban sprawl?
No, they have not.
Oh, I see.
No, they have not. And, you know, it's that, again, it's that not in my backyard. Well, they forget that they went to somebody else's backyard at one point in time, but now they're saying not in my backyard.
You know, it's weird today. We are basically talking about stupidity. Today is stupidity day. Isn't it? Outside of the religious movies, which had a lot of, well, some stupidity because we had fun with it. But
right.
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we were talking earlier about all the people who say they won't go to sporting events. Even if those sporting events, all the people there have been vaccinated or have been cleared that they do not have COVID. And you still have about a third of the country says, I still will not go in and watch this game there. I'm too terrified. Now we're talking about people who move into an area don't scout it out at all, and somehow assume that that empty lot next to you will never be
change.
Developed.
Yeah, well, they move into an area thinking it's never going to change as well. Now, I will ask you, is it stupidity or greed and selfishness?
Well,
or
yes.
All the above?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
It's both.
That's what I think.
But I just think that the stupidity of the people around us so often is almost criminal. But you're right. They're selfish, too. Basically, let's combine stupidity and selfish. Entitled.
They're entitled. There you go. Best answer. That's exactly right. And, again, my point is, this is for any of you listening, by the way, because a lot of you will be looking at moving and doing different things and so on. And this is not just something that's happening in Colorado. It's happening across the country and happens in – I've got a caller on Saturdays that listens to Fix It Radio and Drive Radio up in Montana that's talking about the growth out in the middle of nowhere, Montana. So, folks, it's not just in, you know, Golden or Arvada or Aurora, Colorado. You know, this is happening all across the country. There's very few places you can go other than the inner cities, which they're leaving to go – the places we're talking about right now.
No. And by the way, you also can't hide from the liberals. You want to, you know, and you go into a nice HOA and things are nice. Let me tell you something. 10 years from now, it'll be flooded with liberals. They're going to run your HOA and they're going to run you.
Mm-hmm. Run you. Yes.
And it's going to be awful. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And I guess my answer to this would be, because some of you're probably asking the question, you know, how do you combat that? Or if you're one of those homeowners, how do you combat that, you know, field next door staying open? And I am not one that says people should go out and, you know, picket and protest and get the city on their side and not let that development go through. I'm not that guy, by the way, because
no,
I'm a guy
either.
That believes in property rights. The guy brought, you know, he or she or,
totally.
Or even a company, you know, bought that property initially to do something with it. It's their property. It's their right to do whatever they can do with it, you know, under the guise of the law and whatever that happens to be. And if they can get the zoning changed, more power to them. And it is what it is. Knock your socks off.
Yeah, but you know what, John? These are the same people who never want there to be more lanes.
True.
They complain when you add lanes, and then they complain about lack of access. Dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about dumb people. Today is dumb people day.
It is. Now, let's take that one step further
okay.
to the article that's in the Colorado Sun, where you now have a Seattle couple that moved here from Seattle, sight unseen, by the way. They basically bought a house, you know, just like a lot of houses are being bought today with no inspection, no this, no that, probably paid over list price for it or over asking price. And then when they get here, it's not quite what they seem to think it should be.
All right. Happens.
Tough noogies.
Yeah, I mean,
you should have done your due diligence.
Well, that's anything in life. If you don't research where you're going, whatever you're going into, be it a dark room or a new neighborhood or a business, and then things don't turn out, well, you didn't research it.
Right.
You got to look before you leap.
And again, a lot of these owners, homeowners, let me say it that way, that are moving here from other places, in this case Seattle to here, I guess evidently they've never really looked at the lay of the land, what's going on. I mean, you know, the other thing you can always do, folks, just real quick tip, even after you've looked at the city's or the county's master plan, there's this really great tool called Google Maps.
Yeah. You know what? And by the way, John, if you go back 20, 30 years, you had more of an excuse.
Yeah, you don't have that now.
No.
You do not have that. So you can take Google Maps. And in the case of this Seattle company, or, you know, Seattle couple, I should say, you can get Google Maps out. You can start looking in and zooming in on, there's an oil battery there. Get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
You can pretty much tell the lay of the land and what's going on pretty quickly. How is that the oil company's fault now?
Well, it is.
Because that's what they're blaming it on now, by the way.
By the way, can we end this segment on, we've been talking the negative, what to look out for. How about the positive? Like when we moved into our new, in our development right now, and it's not new, it's about a dozen years old.
Okay.
We looked at the development that's going to happen around it. There's going to be a hospital. There's going to be retail. There's going to be a lot of that. That means our values are going to jump. They're going to skyrocket over the next 3 to 5 years. And we know it. Folks, you can also look to see where you can buy a house and have the values rise rather rapidly over the next 5-10 years. And then if you don't like it, guess what? You can move and you can sell it, because those people working at that hospital, we're going to have all kinds of people wanting to buy our house. We're not going to sell. We love it there. But we could at a big, big increase in value.
Tandy's point. Those are things you should be looking at. Those are the things you should be researching.
Yep.
The things you should be looking and paying attention to when it comes to what is the future value going to be? What's the future traffic going to be like? You know, one other thing in my area they're looking at doing, which the neighbors are just throwing an absolute fit over, is Amazon wants to build a distribution center in our area on some already commercially zoned property.
They're throwing a fit?
Mm-hmm.
All of their properties are about to leap in value.
They're throwing a fit.
So they're upset that they're about to become wealthy.
They don't want the traffic.
They're about to become wealthy. If you don't like the traffic, sell to one of these new Amazon employees and move somewhere. You're about to become wealthy.
I know, Andy. They don't see it that way.
Once again, is today Stupid People Day?
Today is Stupid People Day.
So. Thank you.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Lines are open, by the way, 303-477-5600. Affordable Butchers Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, and anything you need from Kurt, he's there for you. He'll give you a free mortgage review, and I mean free, no obligation. Just find out whether or not you've got things you can save money on in your world. Give Kurt a call, or use that equity for something else, by the way. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop is next, folks. And no matter what you need when it comes to getting your car fixed after a collision, they're there for you. They work with all insurance companies. And remember, they'll get your vehicle back up to original equipment specifications. 720-541-7697. Or again, find them at klzradio.com.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers, because they're driven by one simple goal: to help more people. At a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house, so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into a good shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work, all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Franktown Firearms, folks, is next, and they want to help you with all of your gun purchase needs, whether, again, you're buying for the first time or who knows how many guns you've owned. Whether you want training, whether you want to buy accessories, ammo, or that new gun, they can help you out. And as I always say, if you're buying a new gun for the first time, please make sure you get trained on it properly. That is one thing they pride themselves on, and we do as well. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, finishing things up here on this Good Friday evening. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, and Steven in North Glen, you're next.
Hi, I was just calling to talk about that eerie oil and gas location that seems to be so controversial. I've actually worked on that location, and it is top-notch. Even the executives of my company have said it's gold-plated in the fact that it has so many safety systems.
Yep.
And so I don't really understand the big stink. And
well, you know, the big stink is, Stephen, you've got these people moving here from other places in the country that, frankly, you know, have no clue what they're doing when they get here. Once they do get here, they become some, you know, negative Nancy or a Karen, and they want to tattle on everything going on. I mean, this particular couple, as you know, probably from reading some of these articles, even has some sort of a air quality meter they stick in the backyard, to double check to make sure nothing is out of whack. And I just look at that and I think to myself, if you were that worried about it, you should have stayed in Seattle.
Yep. And I know around that location, there's, I don't know if they're state supplied or if the company's monitoring them, but there's air monitors 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet all around that location monitoring the air even before it gets across the street into the neighborhood. So if those aren't flagged for anything, I don't see how something that's 200 feet or 300 feet away is going to be.
Well, and again, and the biggest thing here too, Stephen, that these, you know, that this particular couple forgot was when the original oil drilling permit was granted, the neighborhood was quite a distance away. Well, they put a hold on things with COVID, decided not to drill. Well, now they're back drilling and so on. In the meantime, of course, more houses were built, things got encroached upon, but the original permit stood. It's still some 900 feet away from the wellhead itself, and bottom line is, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I feel if it was truly about safety, there would also be setbacks for home builders from permitted or current oil and gas locations.
There
would. Not just oil and gas can't drill within 1,000 feet or whatever of housing, but that won't ever pass. So I guess it is what it is, I guess.
Steve, Those wells that you're talking up there, they are incredibly clean, well-run, just top of the line. You're totally right. My wife's company has dealt with some of those. And people have absolutely nothing to worry about. Most of these are just activists who are anti-oil.
That's right.
And they're right. So they're looking for a reason to try to Karen people out. And the people who actually listen to them, here's what they're really missing. Tons of money is pouring into that area just because of those wells that are causing no harm to them. Go ahead.
You're right.
Yep. Whether that's local retail or just
Keep in mind, guys, real quick, Stephen and Andy, there's a picture in this particular article of it looks like maybe a retaining wall near the house or on the back of the house where they've got a couple of smaller girls, it looks like, that are running and playing on top of the wall. And, of course, they're both masked. That's how stupid these people are. Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, oil wells do cause COVID. There's a real concern.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. No. All interconnected.
Good stuff. Stephen, thanks. Yeah, keep up the good work, sir. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you calling in and appreciate the work you're doing, too, in the oil and gas industry. We need you guys, and we appreciate all that you do. Probably don't say that enough, so I really do appreciate that. And by this whole article, by the way, is it is totally slanted to the left. It's totally anti-oil and gas. It makes it look like they're the bad guys and or the developer of the housing development look like the bad guy. And again, the bottom line is this particular well that they're talking about is it's either I can't remember if it's 900 or 1500 feet away. Folks, it's not like it's right across the fence.
No.
It's a ways away, right?
Yeah.
It's not right next door is my point.
No, you're perfectly safe. Absolutely.
All right, real quick, MLB.
Really quick, Major League Baseball has decided they're pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia, because they are protesting the Georgia election laws.
They're idiots.
Yeah, my wife had a good point. She said, okay, so Major League Baseball, they don't want proof that you're a legal citizen to vote, but they demand proof that you have a ticket to attend their games.
Well, and keep
so
and
why not just let people wander into their games like they do with our border?
Just to make sure that we're clear so everybody else understands this, because the left has got this completely wrong and they're lying to you. The only place the ID even comes into play is when you're asking for an absentee ballot. Other than that, there's no ID needed in Georgia to vote. It's only needed when you're ordering an absentee ballot to make sure that you are the actual person that's going to actually receive the ballot. Duh.
Yes.
This is not a rocket science, folks. So for the MLB to come again, MLB, the guy at Delta, all these knuckleheads that are out there whining and spouting off about things never took the time like I did a couple of days ago and read through the stinking law.
Right. Well, and they're also complaining and claiming that you won't allow people to have water. Get bottled water given to them when they're in line. Obviously it's a law against electioneering, which is a good law. You're not supposed to allow Democrat or Republican activists to, you know, bribe people with their vote and give them anything.
Meals
or anything, water or whatever, while they're in line to vote. That's all it is. They get water, but it has to come from nonpartisan sources.
Inside of the polling place.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. So again, folks, all you have to do is read this. And evidently, the MLB is so stupid they haven't read it.
Biden, by the way, lied his tail off.
Oh, he's a total liar, flat out. He and Stacey Abrams are all a bunch of stinking liars.
Disgusting.
All right, up next, Extreme Auto Repair, where they're not going to lie to you. They'll take care of your vehicle, take great care of it, and get you on the road again. And or just do your maintenance. Whatever you need, find them at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Got a text message also in on Senate Bill 21-182. It's basically revamping, I believe, discipline inside the public school system. I need to reread that one. I read on it the other day briefly, but I haven't had a chance to go through it.
I'm sorry, that's an oxymoron, right? Discipline inside the public education system.
Is there any such thing?
No.
I'll read more about it. We'll talk about it next week.
Please do.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Easter. I know this is great. It's Good Friday. I know it's solemn in one way, but it's also joyous on Sunday. It is the basis, folks, of our entire faith. So have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy your Sunday especially. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Fix It Radio first thing in the morning, followed by Drive Radio. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.